Yeah, but what do you reckon was the matter with the feller? Anyway, I hand him the code message to see if he can read it, and he takes out of here like the old Nick was after him.
Yeah, she did seem right upset.
But what was he upset about?
About the message.
You mean the message said something that upset him?
Of course the message said something that upset him. What else could it have been? He's all right before you hand him the message. As soon as he looked at it, it just seemed to go to pieces.
Well, I wish he'd told us what it said.
Yes. This darn business sort of bows the feller down. If I could only read the dat-ratted thing myself instead of all this being in the dark.
Why don't you try reading it in the daytime?
Oh, I have tried reading it in the daytime, but what does it do? I'm still in the dark.
How can it be dark in the daytime?
I didn't say it was dark in the daytime.
You did.
I didn't.
You
did. I didn't either. I said...
Well, you didn't. You know darn well it ain't dark in the daytime. It's light.
Except me, it's light.
Well, for the first time in your life, you're willing to admit you're wrong.
Of course it's light, but I'm in the dark.
Well, there you go. There you go. Starting another argument.
I ain't starting another argument. This here's the same argument. What I'm trying to get into that thick head of yours is...
That it's dark in the daytime.
Yeah. No, I ain't. I ain't. I'm trying to tell you this whole business has got me puzzled. Puzzled. Now, quit your darn jawing and get busy. We got a sight of work to do around here.
What's they to do?
Well, for one thing, we got to send the Burpo people a check for $50 for the root beer barrel.
I thought you wasn't going to pay it.
Well, wasn't it, Fuss, but you heard the last thing that lawyer fella told us, didn't you? He said we'd better settle, and I'm going to send him a check right off. Go and get that old typewriter, will you?
What do you want a typewriter for? You don't need a typewriter just to write a check.
Never mind. Go get the typewriter. I'm going to write a letter. A letter to go with a check. I'm going to tell them people just what I think of them.
Oh, dagnabbit. You're always figuring up some work to do.
Yeah. The work won't hurt you none.
Thing's heavy. Mm. Yeah, well, here's your old typewriter.
Well, let's see now.
Wait a minute here. That British, it can't get in straight.
Oh, shucks, Paul.
All right. Come on now. Let's get going.
Well, now, wait a second. I'm not ready now. Let's see. Yes. Burpo Root Beer. Esk.
And that means Eskimos, don't it?
Fine check. Yes. A fine check for 50 inside. Barrel outfit won't work. We are sending your Jack as we are getting darn tired messing around.
Hold on. Hold on. Don't go so dang fast.
Oh, all right. Now you made me forget what I was saying. Well, let's see. Read me what you got written down there.
Dang it. You're more darn trouble, Zeb.
Well, leave
it. Wait a minute. I gotta read that all right there, huh?
Go ahead and read it, yes.
It says here, Burpo Root...
Well, never mind that part. Just read the letter. The letter says...
Fine check for 50 Eskimos.
What? Eskimos? I didn't say nothing about Eskimos.
You did.
I didn't.
You did.
I didn't.
You did. You asked if Esk meant Eskimos, and you said it did.
I know it, but I didn't mean that the...
Well, then, what did you mean?
Oh, never mind what it meant. We'll have to change that. Well, go ahead and read the letter. Read the rest of it.
Concern it. You always change your mind.
Yeah.
50 Eskimos inside barrel.
Oh, wait. That's wrong, too. There ain't no Eskimos inside the barrel.
It don't say there's Eskimos inside the barrel. It says the check's inside the barrel.
But the check ain't inside the barrel. The check
then what is inside the barrel? What is inside it?
Nothing. There ain't nothing inside the barrel.
Well, you writing them a letter just to tell them there ain't nothing inside the barrel?
No, of course I ain't. You're all mixed up, Ed. Well, go on. Go ahead and read the letter. I'll see where I left off, and then we can change it. Go on, read the letter.
Now, don't rush me. Fine check for 50 Eskimos inside the barrel.
Oh.
Outfit won't work.
Oh, that don't make sense. What outfit won't work?
The Eskimos, I reckon. And keep your dad there in trap shut. You want me to read this?
Oh, dang it. All right, go ahead.
Outfit won't work. We are sending you our jackass.
Oh,
we're getting burned.
We ain't sending them no jackass here. What did you put that in for?
Because you said to put it in.
I didn't.
You did.
Oh, I didn't. I didn't either. You got it all wrong. Oh, dang it. Now we have to start all over again.
I ain't going to do it.
You got to do it. We got to get this check off in the mail, Eb, or they'll have us in court. Now go on. Put down what I tell you.
All right. Wait a minute. I get the paper back where I... You can't find where I started now.
Oh, shucks.
Wait a minute. Ouch.
I'm going to get a red-haired secretary to write letters for me.
All right.
You got it now? You ready?
Yeah.
All right. Inside, find check.
Inside the jackass?
Leave the jackass out.
Inside, find check. Leave the jackass out.
I said leave the jackass out.
I heard you. I heard you. I already got that in the letter.
Oh, but the jackass ain't supposed to be in.
I know it. I told him to leave him out.
I mean out of the letter. Leave the jackass out of the letter.
Hey, you don't think I'd be damn fool enough to try and send a jackass in a letter, do you? You're crazy.
Oh, I ain't crazy. I mean, hang it, there's somebody outside honking for gas now. Come on.
Well, wait a minute, sir. What about this letter?
Oh, leave the letter be for a second. Come on. You got to get out of here.
God's sake, you never know from one minute to the next what you're going to do.
Yeah, never mind. Howdy, mister. Fill her up.
Check your aisle, mister.
Give me some of gas.
Yes, sir. I'll give it.
And you wipe off my windshield. I'm accustomed to getting soaked.
Well, don't rush me. I'm going to wipe it off, ain't I? Say, ain't you the countess's chauffeur?
Yeah, well, what about it?
Well, nothing. I just sort of thought I recognized you. The countess is living up in the old Cragmire place now, I hear. And where'd she come from to here?
Oh, Caliente.
You mean she used to live there?
We stopped there for a while to gamble.
Gamble, huh? How'd you make out?
Oh, I won about $2,000 at cards. Then I dropped it all in the rest.
I suppose they wouldn't let you shuffle the horses.
Listen, 4 gallons about all you take, mister.
Okay.
Hey, Zeb, this is the Countess's chauffeur. He's from Calante.
I am from New York, originally.
Well, you don't tell me. New York, huh? Well, gosh, I'd certainly like to go to New York sometime.
Me too.
Yeah.
I can picture you in New York. Why, they steal your undershirt.
You bet they wouldn't steal my undershirt.
What makes you think they wouldn't?
Because I wear union suits and I pin them onto my socks.
You couldn't even get across the street. The traffic is so bad, there is one man knocked down by your car every 2 minutes.
My gosh, think of that, Eb. One fella that gets knocked down by automobile every 2 minutes.
You ought to be getting used to it by this time.
And listen, the buildings are so high, they put the last 10 stories on hinges so they let the moon get by.
Oh, they do, huh? Yeah, that ain't nothing. Say, Zeb, tell him about your uncle's cow in that there popcorn field.
Uncle's cow. Oh, yes. you see, mister, my uncle used to turn this here cow out in the field where he was raising popcorn. And the weather turned hot and... yes, the weather turned hot and danged if the corn didn't all pop. Well, sir, the cow saw all the popcorn, but it was snow, and that night when they milked her... to give 3 quarts of ice cream.
Yeah?
Yes, sir.
Well, let me tell you about my uncle's bull. He cannot run an automobile. They keep him in a pasture, 20 miles from the farmhouse.
Oh, your uncle?
No, the bull. He's a prize bull. My uncle raised him from a calf. He has been exhibited all over the world.
Who, your uncle?
The bull. When my uncle feeds this bull, he always wears a red shirt.
Who, the bull?
Your blockhead, my uncle. Well, the bull, he sees the red shirt and he starts running from the pasture 20 miles away. And he covers that 20 miles in exactly 3 seconds. Now, beat that for traveling.
Yeah, that ain't nothing. I got an uncle that lives in San Francisco. He goes to New York every morning and comes back home every night. Beat that for a traveler.
You're goofy.
No, sir, that's a fact. Sometimes he even comes home for lunch.
Well, goofy, I tell you. Why, even the fastest airplane can't cross the continent twice in a day.
Well, my uncle does it just the same.
Well, what does he ride on?
Your uncle's bull.
Oh, so you are one of these small-town wisecrackers, are you? Well, listen, where I come from...
What'd you say your name was?
Well, me?
Yes.
My name is Vespri. And back where I come from,
Vespri, well, sort of Italian name, ain't it?
Well, what if it is?
Well, I just been wondering if you can read Italian.
Yeah, I can read it. Why?
Show him that code message, Zeb. Show it to him.
Yes, that's what I was aiming to do. If I can find it, Vern. Now, what in tarnation that... Oh, yes. You think you can read this, Mr. Vespri?
Ah, let's see it.
Yes, sir. Right here it is. See it?
What? Why, you, sir.
Come on. Thank you. Come back here, you big bully. I'll teach you to hit my partner. Come back and fight. Zeb, you hurt, Mike? You hurt?
No, I ain't hurt yet, but I'll be dad-durned if I show this here code message to anybody again.